Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now to talk about that from the Baltimore Banner on the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Childs Walker. Childs, first of all, good morning. How you feeling?
I'm okay. I'm almost recovered from being up all night on Monday, and here we got another big game right around the corner. So yeah. I'm doing okay.
Late practice today too. Have fun with that. But anyway, Baltimore or Kansas City or Baltimore, however you want to phrase it, one of them is going to be 1-3. Personally, my expectations for the Ravens were higher than the Chiefs, even though Kansas City championship goes through them, which it has for the last, 7 years, no doubt about that. But if we're sitting here on Monday and the Ravens are sitting at 1-3 with two other playoff teams from last year looming, Houston and the Rams, what DEFCON level is going to be happening there at the Castle?
Yeah, there's going to be deep concern at that point. I mean, obviously part of it would depend on how the game goes. I mean, if the defense gets lit up by a Kansas City offense that's just been stuck in the mud all season, you know, that would be, you know, deeply concerning. That would I can never remember if DEFCON 1 is the worst one or
one's the worst. One's like get into your bunker.
Right. We'd be right at the doomsday clock if Kansas City lights up their defense on Sunday. But I think they could dig out of 1-3. I don't think that's a death sentence for them, especially given the overall state of the AFC North. However, I think that actually fans online have settled on a pretty good way to think about this, which is now that the first three games haven't gone the way that you wanted them to, just get to the bye week 3-3 and you're okay. And, you know, things get a little easier schedule-wise after that. You know, that's at least an okay place to be. If you're 4-2, great. But 3-3 is at least okay. So, you know, you have to think of it that way. And in a lot of ways, I mean, Kansas City, I don't know that it's the easiest game of the three, but maybe it is. I mean, if you set aside their history with the Chiefs and actually look at how these teams have played so far this year, this is a game they kind of do need to win. I mean, you know, when you look at what's ahead.
Childs, the thing that bothers me most is 20 missed tackles. Where was the effort? Where was the focus? Where was the intensity? Where was the toughness? Where was play like a Raven? Because it was like play like a Lion Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, no, the Lions certainly seized the initiative. They were the more physical team. Their blockers won, you know, most of the interactions, you know, along the line of scrimmage. I mean, Kyle Hamilton, who had a very poor game by his standards, said mm-hmm. after the game, you know, we didn't meet our standards of just straight out running to the ball and tackling and hitting, like, you know, the most basic elements of the sport, which, you know, a team of their quality is supposed to be able to take for granted. It's a fair question. And they certainly knew what kind of game it was going to be. I mean, they talked about it all week. They knew that the Lions could hurt them in the middle of the field, you know, would run the ball with determination and, you know, with those two backs who are so good and bring, you know, different sets of skills. So they knew what was coming at them. And I don't know that you could exactly say they weren't ready to play. I mean, they actually started fairly well.
Not defensively.
Against the run though, they did. I mean, that ultimately ended up being the story of the game, right? They just get killed in the middle of the line. But I mean, they were awful on the first couple of possessions defending the run. But they wore down, and certainly, I mean, offensively, I think they're ready to play. So I wouldn't exactly say that, like, they just seem DOA, like, say, they did in the Kansas City playoff game 2 years ago. You know, the other thing with the defense is we're dealing with significant personnel shortages at this point, right? I mean, they, they were down in that game. I mean, you know, the Lions had the ball 2/3 of the first half, and you're missing, you know, you're missing your most productive edge guy. You're missing your best tackle. Travis Jones wasn't playing particularly well, and then he got hurt. We don't know how severely. So, I mean, they're severely undermanned and worn out by the second half. And I mean, that's what we saw how that played out. I mean, that's where you see those runs up the middle turn into, you know, big plays and touchdowns in the second half. So, I mean, it was concerning, you know, partly because I don't know that the problem was ultimately tactical. I mean, they felt undermanned in that game, and, you know, some of those troubles are not going to go away quickly.
Another question I would have for Harbs today is, what are we going to do differently to be able to run against an 8-man front?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good question, because we've seen it two games in a row now. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the answer is. I mean, I don't know if the offensive line sort of is what it is, and you do have some subpar run blockers on the offensive line, but I think it's more complicated than that. I do think they miss Ricard. You know, he still hasn't practiced, so it's hard to, you know, you can't expect him to probably be out there this week. We don't know when he's going to be back, but I mean, he's really a big part of that, you know, being able to be physical against a physical front. You know, good chance to get Likely back this week, but that doesn't really address that issue per se. You know, Henry's got to stop dropping the football. We know that. He knows that. I mean, he was devastated. Everybody saw that on Monday night. I don't know what the answer is. I mean, you know, do you do more schemed running with Lamar? They haven't done a ton of that over the last 2 weeks, but the Lions seem to have a pretty good plan for that. So mm-hmm. I don't know what the silver bullet is. I mean, do you have any theories?
No, I'm anxious to hear what Harbs has got to say. You know, that's what I want to see. I think they need to be more physical up front. That's number one. You know, the last two defenses, Cleveland and Detroit, they've taken it to them physically.
They have, yeah, which is, of course, I mean, that's a sort of a direct blow to their self-image and their pride, right? They're supposed to be the team that does that. They did that to the Lions 2 years ago. They beat them up. So, I mean, I think in that sense, this game will be a shock to the system and force them to sort of say, what are we, you know, what kind of team do we want to be? And you know, I wrote that in my thing that posted yesterday morning. I mean, this was not a loss where you come out of it saying, oh my God, they were the better team. How did they blow it? You know, they did this dumb stuff at the end that unraveled every good thing that they'd done. This was a game where they got beat by a team that was just better than them that day and was more physical than them that day. And yes, they were in the game because nobody shuts down their offense, but they just got beat by another really good team. And so, I mean, you would hope that they take their medicine from that in a slightly different way. And, you know, that there's some real self-examination.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Charles Walker, Baltimore Banner, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. By the way, I got a chuck buck for the first person that calls John Harbaugh Harbs today during his weekly press conference. All right, what are we talking about? When we're back on the air Monday and you're writing your story, Charles, what are we writing about, good or bad, after the Chiefs game?
I think they win this game just simply because, you know, setting their history against the Chiefs aside, setting whatever mental gymnastics they seem to get into when they play this team, their offense is just so much more dynamic than the Kansas City offense. I mean, if you've watched the Chiefs this year, I mean, even that game they ended up winning fairly decisively against the Giants, it is watching their offense is just painful a lot of the time. I mean, everything is difficult for them. And say what you will about the struggles that the Ravens have had. I mean, they've put up a lot of points, and they've shown that they're still very capable of, you know, ripping off big plays. Now, Spagnuolo has traditionally schemed against them well. I mean, you know, he finds ways to make life uncomfortable for Lamar, but I mean, it's going to be hard to keep the Ravens out of at least the high 20s zone point-wise, and that's not an easy place for the Chiefs to get to at this point. So I still like the Ravens in the game. I think the 2.5-point line is fair. But would I be shocked if, you know, we're parsing another mess on Monday morning? No, you can't be at this point.
Charles Walker, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
Charles Walker, everybody. We'll come back. Whip around. What's going on in the world of sports? Heisman Trophy candidacy just took a big hit yesterday. We'll get into all of that. And the Orioles, 28 years ago today, did something at that time that they hadn't done in 14 years. We'll revisit that glorious one up in Toronto. Then, notes from the North. We're going to Pittsburgh. We're going to Cleveland. Then we're going to Cincinnati. Talk about the AFC North, a division that right now is kind of in disarray.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.